And now for something completely different.
Is what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, our devotional diamond of the day, we're going to talk about the idea of the connect. And we're going to review the Holly Lie. And Senior Pastor Randall Tonini and Worship Leader Billy from Grace City Church San Diego are in the house.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. By the way, if I sneeze and have to blow my nose, you'll know it's because my nose is running. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? I think we got to talk to Cameron John, tell him not to take a nap for the next 2 hours. Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back, but stand by for SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Two state regulators and a Flint employee were charged Wednesday with evidence tampering and other felonies and misdemeanors for the first time raising the lead-tainted water crisis in the Michigan City to a criminal case. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette says among those facing charges are Michael Prisby and Stephen Bush with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
Mr. Bush and Mr. Prisby misled federal and local authorities, regulatory officials, and failed to provide safe and clean water to families of Flint.
He added that there will be more charges, but did not provide a timeline. The state workers allegedly refused to order chemical treatment for the water, while the utility worker is accused of changing the results of water tests. A Treasury official says Secretary Jacob Blue has decided to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill, making her the first woman on U.S. paper currency in 100 years. She would replace Andrew Jackson on the bill. Alexander Hamilton is reported to be staying on the $10 bill. With the tax deadline still fresh on everyone's minds, the House continues to target the IRS.
Approving, among others, a measure to rein in spending and ban new hiring until it cracks down on employees who owe back taxes. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
The IRS is not doing its job. It is looking out for itself instead of looking out for our taxpayers.
Ryan also promising this is the year the GOP will introduce a serious plan for comprehensive tax reform.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Bad news for Houston. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Kyle says the area is likely to get another 1 to 3 inches of rain over the next 2 days.
In areas that have received 10, 15, 17 inches, the ground is saturated, so even a minimal amount of rain will quickly run off to produce additional flooding and flash flooding.
This is SRN News.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome aboard the David Spoon Experience, sponsored by the USS Midway Family Ministry Overnight Programs. For reservations, visit midway.org.
Christians have been warning for decades that pornography is destructive and addictive. Well, mainstream news outlets seem to have finally caught on. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint. Today's commentary may not be suitable for young children. Please use parental discretion.
Could I be dreaming? For decades, the media has been a staunch defender of pornography. Freedom of speech, freedom to choose, sexual liberation, and all that, don't you know? But now, wonder of wonders, America's leading news sources seem to have awakened from their long slumber. They're finally recognizing pornography for what it is, an unprecedented public health crisis. Time magazine, for example, just ran a cover story about the grassroots backlash against internet erotica. Belinda Luscombe documents a movement of former porn addicts helping their peers find ways to break the grip of online voyeurism. Guys like Gabe Deem, the 28-year-old founder of Reboot Nation, offer advice and support for fellow young people who believe they are addicted to pornography. The reason some are swearing off smut, Luscombe explains, is simple. These mostly non-religious 20-somethings who've been guzzling porn since puberty are realizing that porn has rewired their sexuality, leaving them crippled in real-life relationships. The new crusaders against porn, writes Luscombe, are convinced that their sexual responses have been sabotaged because their brains were virtually marinated in porn when they were adolescents. They feel like unwitting guinea pigs in a largely unmonitored, decade-long experiment in sexual conditioning. And this experiment involves a lot of guinea pigs. One online traffic monitoring company recorded 107 million hits on explicit web pages in the U.S. alone, just in the month of February. The Huffington Post reports that in 2013, X-rated sites got more monthly visitors than Netflix, Amazon, and Twitter combined. And one of the most popular adult pages reported that its visitors last year watched nearly 4.4 billion hours, or 500,000 years worth of explicit video. Other news outlets are coming to their senses on this issue as well. Writing in the Washington Post last week, sociology professor Gail Dines argues that the scientific question of whether porn is bad for society is settled. Just as the tobacco industry argued for decades that there was no proof of a connection between smoking and lung cancer, she writes, the porn industry, with the help of a well-oiled public relations machine, has denied the existence of empirical research on the impact of its products. But Dine cites a wealth of peer-reviewed studies showing that men who consume porn are more accepting of rape, sexual assault, and harassment, and that kids who watch porn engage in sex sooner and at greater risk. Even the New York Times chimed in, admitting that the number of teens who are getting their de facto sex education from porn should worry us. Peggy Orenstein complains that women today have to cope with men who've been conditioned to treat them as objects to be used rather than people to be loved. And ironically, the ubiquity of sexual imagery has had a chilling effect on sex itself. For Christians, the fact that the mainstream media is finally admitting these consequences is encouraging, very encouraging. But this is just a start. We've got to be able to point those who want to be freed from the prison of porn to something better. Our sexuality was not designed for screens. And as the Apostle Paul writes, our bodies weren't meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. Will Time magazine one day admit that too? Maybe not, but hey, a guy can dream. If you know someone who struggles with pornography, there are helpful resources at Breakpoint.org. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Metaxas.
We invite you to get a free downloadable excerpt from Restoring All Things, the book by John Stonestreet and Warren Cole Smith. Just go to breakpoint.org/free.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Is the hardest part.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Let me tell you, this segment brought to you by Mazda El Cajon. They're sponsoring this segment, and I want you to be aware, what I'm aware of, that when we went to Tennessee, and I've mentioned it before, and I think it's worthwhile, that when we went to Tennessee, we rented a Mazda. The car was great. We got the Mazda 3. Is that what that's called? Mazda 3? I'm not great on names. In fact, when my son called the other day, I go, what's your name? The bottom line is that that Mazda 3 drove fantastic, got great gas mileage, was totally, totally comfortable. And you know, when you get a new car and you go into a new city and you don't know anything that's going on, and apparently they had just had a tornado warning and there were trees down all over the place and people drive different state to state. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. You kind of get that initial uncomfortable feeling. You know, but then I'm riding in a nice Mazda. I'm riding with my best friend, my wife, and it's just panning out the way it needs to pan out. Worked out fantastic. I'm going to encourage you to go down to Mazda El Cajon. Say hi to Chris George. But look, if you're looking to buy a car that's solid, that's not going to cost you a fortune, and that's going to be there for you without having to get 9,000 pieces of work done, go get a Mazda. Go to Mazda El Cajon. You can type in Google Mazda El Cajon just to see the website and check them out. Or you can go to Mazda-ElCajon.com. You can call them at 800-418-4444. That's 800-418-4444. You can go down there, 900 Arnell Avenue, get some free coffee. Talk to Chris. Spend some time praying. Look at the cars and make sure it's the right fit for you. Because that's their slogan at Mazda. They want to get you in a vehicle that's just right for you. MazdaElCajon.com. If you see Chris, tell him I said hi. You can say howdy, but then he'll know it's not from me. Because I don't say howdy, except in an email. Okie dokie, artichokey. Let's get into our devotional diamond of the day. Let me do a quick reminder for you about the KPRZ mobile app. What is it? It's mobile. It's an app, and it's free. I encourage you to check that out. Here it is, our devotional diamond of the day. And for those that are, again, trying to figure out what devotional diamond of the day, what's that? Well, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're listening. Here's the bottom line. What happens is when you read scripture, you have things that become bold. They stand out, jump off the page, kind of leap into your mind and heart and like, wow, I didn't see it that way before. And then I write those notes down while I'm doing my devotions. And then when I get back into the office and in my back office, I write down from that point a devotional diamond of the day. Not all diamonds, but they're all devotionals and they're all daily. Some of them are more devotional rocks, but that's okay. Here it is. This one called Connect, Romans chapter 12, verse 14 through 16, the first half of the verse. So we're going to say Romans 12, 14 through 16a. So you know what's going on. Here's what it said. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. So the commandment starts off, bless those who persecute. Bless and do not curse them. Not a strong American thought process there in Romans chapter 12, verse 14, is it? Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. In our country, it's sue those who persecute you. If they say something offensive, do something bad. I mean, that's a kind of a retaliatory mentality. That's not the real Christian element. People go, well, that's within the rights. Yeah, it is within your rights in America. It's just not what Jesus called for, because Jesus could have easily retaliated at a bazillion levels. Okay, maybe not a bazillion, but at several levels. And he chose not to, because he chose to take that upper road, that road less traveled. Great book, by the way, by M. Scott Peck. Sorry that man passed on. But the bottom line is that people are so narcissistic, they think if somebody says something bad that they've been defamed, and after all, they're Hollywood superstars, so they should then be able to sue. And it's like, I'm not sure that's quite the Christian position. I think you can bless them in a certain way. You know the way to bless them more than any other is to pray for them. But you're not supposed to curse them. That's not going to work. Then verse 15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. So this is talking now. What's happened is it's moved into a talk about the brotherhood and about our connection to church people. And it's like, those people that persecute, yeah. But, you know, in your circle, you're supposed to rejoice with those who rejoice and you weep with those who weep. So when somebody comes and tells you good news in their life, I got a great idea. I need to do it. You need to do it. We need to do it. Let's listen. Let's stop being self-centered and so selfish that when somebody says something that's happened in their lives and it's good news, we appreciate the good news that's taking place in their lives. There is something to rejoice about. Praise the Lord. I rejoice with you, brother. I rejoice with you, sister. Let's have that attitude, because we should be rejoicing with those who rejoice, and then we should be weeping with those who weep. So when you have a brother or a sister, and let's say your sister-in-law comes to you and her mom just died, and you're like, man, I got to get to the car so I can get out of the parking lot. That's not cool. And that's not Jesus-like. We need to be able to weep with people and rejoice with people. Well, what that means is really it comes down to that Philippians chapter 2, you know, let your interest not just be on yourself, but have an interest in other people as well. It's not wrong for you to be concerned about yourself. It's just wrong when you're the center of the universe every time somebody's talking. That's what's wrong. And that's not okay. And that's not Christ-like. If Jesus did it that way, we never would have had a single teaching telling us how to live in harmony with God. It's crazy. So we should rejoice with those who rejoice. We should weep with those who weep. We should be in a connection with the body of Christ. It says, live in harmony with one another. You want to hear a fantastic saying? You don't have to write this one down, but tell me if you think this is a worthwhile saying. Life is a symphony. God is the composer, and each one of us is a note in his masterpiece.
I have never heard that, but that's a great analogy.
It's
great, I love that. I
mean, it's like, come on. And so if somebody comes to you and says, man, I'm having a hard time. A road producer would tell me, I had this happen. You know what? I listen to him. When I'm praying for him, that's what I know to pray about. But not everything goes the way that him and I want it to go. And we let each other know. So they're like, it's frustrating. So this is this. And it's like you get frustrated or you weep or you rejoice. I mean, look at, they were all rejoicing with me when I had a grandchild for two very good reasons. One, because she's just cute and adorable. And two, I was leaving for a week, so I'd let everybody alone. They thought that part was good, too. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back. Keep those thoughts in mind. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
God uses ordinary people to carry out his extraordinary plans.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Marion Stroud. Marion's family really needed to hear from God. Having been asked to foster two young children as an emergency measure just for 3 months, a decision had to be made about their future. With three older children of their own, becoming foster parents to preschoolers didn't seem to fit with Marion and her husband's life plan, and having the family almost double in size had been hard work. Their book of daily readings by the veteran missionary Amy Carmichael directed Marion and her family to some unfamiliar verses in Numbers 7. I wonder how the Kohathites felt, Amy Carmichael wrote. All the other priests had ox carts to carry their parts of the tabernacle through the desert. But the sons of Kohath had to trudge along the rocky tracks and through the burning sand, with the holy things for which they were responsible on their shoulders. Did they ever grumble inwardly, feeling that the other priests had an easier task? Perhaps. But God knows that some things are too precious to be carried on ox carts, and then he asks us to carry them on our shoulders. Marion and her husband knew this was their answer. They had often thought of sponsoring a child from an undeveloped country, but they hadn't done so. That would have been easier, much like the ox cart. Now they had two needy children in their own home to carry on their shoulders because they were so precious to him. God has different plans for each of us. We might feel that others have an easier assignment or a more glorious role to play. But if our loving Father has handpicked us for our task, who are we to whisper, I can't do this? Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
When biblical values don't matter, things get ugly. This is Jim Garlow. Democracy cannot function long-term without biblical values of honesty, integrity, and loyalty. It's key to understanding massive corruption in business, in government, in all aspects of community and public life. Historically, America's values have been Christian and biblical values. You don't rip people off. You don't lie. You don't steal. And if you do, you admit it as sin. You repent. You pay the price for wrongdoing. Honesty, integrity, loyalty. Whether America succeeds or fails depends on the extent to which we embrace these biblical Christian values. There's no getting around it. Some would say you can't fully appreciate something until you've lost it. I hope that's not true. Now is the time to preserve what we have. Now is the time to pray for God's blessings, to embrace biblical values. This is Jim Garlow.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Many sources still cite the long discredited, utterly bogus statistic that half of all marriages end in divorce. But the Washington Post recently reported on analysis by Flowing Data that once again exposes the big lie. Among all Americans, nearly two-thirds of marriages last until one of the partners dies. There has never been a 50% divorce rate, and the rates of divorce have steadily declined since 1981. With close to half of Americans now going to college, it's significant to note that anyone with a bachelor's degree will stand a 72% chance of remaining married till death. Interestingly, both Hispanics and Asians have significantly lower divorce rates than whites, presumably because of the emphasis on extended family. Among Asians, an amazing 83% who marry will never divorce, sending an important message that marital breakup always has elements of choice and shouldn't be viewed as inevitable. I'm Michael Medved.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Living this life. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway from Excalibur Roofing. 20 years of experience. Active member in the BBB. Licensed and bonded in roofing classifications. Testimonials from people just like you and just like me. Here's the deal about Excalibur Roofing. They approach every customer and every situation as though it is the unique situation that it is. You can't cookie cut every situation. Yeah, we're going to just make this into a mold and everybody's going to do it the way we say and we're going to make everything fit. And it doesn't work that way. Life doesn't work that way if you haven't noticed. They're offering the best possible situation for every roof situation they encounter. And if you want to deal with somebody at the level of excellence, contact Excalibur Roofing, 760-743-8803. For those that are, in fact, more oriented towards the internet, excaliburroofing.com. Or go to Facebook and type in excaliburroofing.com, and you'll find their Excalibur Roofing Facebook page, or Excalibur Roofing, and you'll find the page, and you'll see all their pictures, and you'll go, cool, because it's pretty cool stuff. Reminder for you, I don't want you to forget about Crazy Price Mall. CrazyPriceMall.com has 50 to 90% off retails, and our half-price tuition link is on there, as well as on the front of KPRZ.com. And we've, like I told you, we've added a school. We've got six schools now that are up there. We have six more that we're dealing with that we're going to be putting up there. And then six more. Get ready, folks. An explosion about to take place in our half-price tuition process as everybody on the team is on board about helping kids get a quality Christian education at half price. It's good for the student, good for the school, good for the station. I think that's good right there. Okay, let's play the theme that I requested because I am semi-goofy. Can I have that theme, please? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you might be saying, that sounds somewhat familiar. I can't think of what it is. The movie Men in Black. That's what the theme is before that. And this segment is entitled Holly Lie. H-O-L-L-Y dash lie. Holly lie. So the wife and I spend a great deal of time observing certain elements in human behavior. Yeah, we have a dog, so we do that with dog behaviors, and we do it with human behaviors and television. And so we decided to give ourselves an overall break and decided to watch something mindless, as we thought it was. And so we decided to watch just a few minutes of Men in Black 1. That's a good movie. I mean, typically I like the actors. I like the sci-fi. I like comedy. So
first two are good. Third one doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that's not a problem. But I'm watching it, and you got the Tommy Lee Jones talking to Will Smith as he's recruiting him for the whole thing. And like, yeah, big deal. Okay. Entertaining, cute, interesting. Looks good on her TV. That's all I can say. And then out of the blue, as he's trying to explain to him the program of Men in Black, he says this. And see, these are the little things that I, when I start commenting, that's when the wife goes, let's change the channel.
So who said this? Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones said this to Will Smith in a matter-of-fact capacity. He said, you know, he said 1,500 years ago, everybody thought the Earth was the center of the universe. And 500 years ago, everybody thought the Earth was round. One right out of the other. So what happens when I hear something like that? Because that's something that, you know, President Obama would say now about the, you know, flat earthers and, you know, in regards to climate change and all the other rubbish that comes out of Washington. And here's essentially what I jumped up and did. I said, wait a second. Center of the universe 1,500 years ago. Why, a scant 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago. When Revelation chapter 4 was written by John on the island of Patmos in 96 AD, we find out in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 through 3, that the throne of God is the center of the universe, making that absolutely clear that that's the center of the drama. And nobody who's a Bible-believing Christian thinks the earth is the center of the universe. And oh, by the way, before you go, well, the church did. I don't care what church did. Doesn't matter. The Bible didn't teach it. And it never has taught it, and it's not teaching it now, and it's never been true. And if you're a Bible believer who has bothered to read Revelation, you'll know that that heaven is the center of the universe, and God's throne, technically, is the center of the universe. So that wasn't true. And then this whole thing about the earth is round, that's what they thought 500 years ago. Can we just make sure you understand Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, which was written about 3,500 years ago to some estimates and 3,100 years ago to some other estimates, and 2,900 years by a third estimate, says this: he who sits above the circle of the earth. Almost 3,000 years ago, Bible believers who read Isaiah knew the earth was round. Now, it's not my fault that people can't keep it together and squeeze it in an understanding by going, well, everybody says the earth is flat. Where'd you find that? 3,000 years ago, it said the earth was a circle. God sits above the circle of the earth. I don't have to be a genius. A circle is not a square. A circle is not a cube. Get this. A circle is a circle. Okay, I've been around the block. I'm older than 50. I can figure it out. So nowhere in Scripture does it say that. But see, what Hollywood does is they love to communicate how dumb the Christian is. Even though Christians who are Bible believers were thousands of years ahead. Thousands. And oh, by the way, it was the scientists, not the church, the scientists who thought that the earth was a cube. Not the church. The church was just following what the science people were saying. And in that point, the church should have done a little bit better and a little more Bible reading. The reason I bring it up is because, A, I watch things like this all the time. I jump up out of my seat. I start screaming at my television. The neighbors close the door. And then my wife changes the channel. You want to know why that happens? Because I'm moronic. And I'm also biblical. So the idea for me to look at that and listen to them talk about the Bible in false terms is not okay with me. And you, as a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, should not let it be okay with you. Never let Hollywood tell you what you did believe or what they think that people that came before you believed. It's all based on lies. You need to stand firm in the Word. If 2,000 years ago they knew God's throne was the center of the universe, who thought the earth was? If 3,500 years ago they knew that the world was circular in nature, the planet was circular and not a cube, who thought it was? Then for them to accuse us of being ignorant when we're the ones who are ahead of the curve because we're simply listening to God. That doesn't make us stupid. That makes us wise. We are smarter than the average bear. Okay, that was a good little boo-boo reference with Yogi Bear. But the point is this, just because somebody says something on TV doesn't make it true. In fact, just because you hear it on the radio doesn't make it true. You need to be, and I need to be like the Bereans, making sure these things are so, but just the Bereans in the beginning, because the Bereans on the back half didn't hold it the way they should have held it. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Whenever you hear something that's a little bit slighty, go check it out. Go look in Scripture. Go see if that's so. Test all things. See if that's the case. Find out if what they're declaring has any truth in it. You only have to go one place to figure that out. It's 66 books. It's between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. There's over 40 authors written over a 4,000-year period, and it's quite simple. It gives you what you need to know, the communication from the heart of God. Dear human race, Genesis through Revelation, love God, and there's nothing better than that. You, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we're going to be back, and we've got Grace City Church, San Diego, coming on board. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Maranatha Christian Schools, one of San Diego's premier private schools, is growing, and we want to invite you to be a part of it. Come tour our campus on Fridays. No appointments necessary. Our friendly admission staff will be ready to show you our beautiful campus as they tell you about our excellent academics, sports, and arts programs. Plus, you'll learn how we integrate the biblical worldview into our curriculum. As you visit, you'll be able to see inside our classrooms and have a chance to experience our school's environment. Many have said, I truly feel like I'm standing on holy ground. This is where I want my children to go to school. We are serious about what we do, and we have worked hard to provide an environment that fosters creativity, excellence, and community involvement. We're ready for you and your students. Check us out online at maranathachristianschools.org. That's maranathachristianschools.org, or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem and all collections and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-417-9269. 800-417-9269. That's 800-417-9269.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
And it's all because of you, and you wouldn't want me any other way.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt, so try and stay current. It's a good idea. Hanging out with us for the first time. So this is kind of a really cool scenario. Senior Pastor Randall Tonini and worship leader Billy Kilmer from Grace City Church San Diego visiting us for the first time. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us, David.
Great to have you guys. All right, so we're going to have kind of a good time. I want people to understand, first and foremost, Pastor Randall, Grace City Church, San Diego. What are you doing? What happened? You planted a church? You think I'm going to come to San Diego? I'm going to build something?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Well, me and my family moved to San Diego about a year and a half ago, and we're connected with a friend out here who is a church planner down in Chula Vista. He planted a church called Momentum Christian Church. His name is Chris Hornbrook, and he called me up and said, hey, we need more churches in San Diego. Would you consider coming out, planting a church? And after a long time of prayer and just asking the Lord, is this what you want us to do? Grace City Church has been birthed, and so we've been meeting at University City High School since last October, and from there, we've seen God change some lives, and so it's been pretty cool to be a part of.
Yeah, very cool. I want people to know GraceCitySD.com. That's the website. So you're sitting there thinking, okay, wait. I want to check these guys out, but I kind of got to check them out before I check them out.
Definitely.
Like everybody understands that, GraceCitySD.com. And the phone number, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I say anything wrong, just smack me. 858-746-9950 is a great number for people to get a hold of the church or get a hold of you.
Definitely.
And talk to, right?
Yeah, and I think one of our visions for Grace City, and we want to be a church for our city. And a part of that is, you know, just that number right there is for people within the city. And so there are people that are struggling, that are hurting, that might need prayer. And so you can text that number. You can call that number. You can leave a voicemail at that number with any prayer requests you have or if there's anything that we can help with. And so we want to be a church for our city.
Very cool. All right. Again, 858-746-9950. And GraceCitySD.com is the website. Let's talk to the worship leader, Billy, for a couple of minutes. Style-wise, we're talking citizens and saints kind of mentality. One of the influences in your life. Talk to me about being a worship leader. When you're up in front of the people and you're worshiping, do you just kind of go into worship and then people kind of just follow you in? How does that work as a worshiper? And what a fantastic gift and dynamic. What do you do?
Well, yeah, it's super exciting because this is my first time being the worship pastor at a church. And so Randall was my old youth pastor in Savannah, Georgia. So that's how we met. And so this is my first time. We get to kind of craft our own thing. We don't have to, there's nobody telling us, hey, you have to do the service this way. So we usually start off by reading a psalm and then we jump into worship. We usually have a full band. Yeah, lots of citizens and saints, lots of hymns, lots of different arrangements of songs, but...
How cool is that? All right, so now let's go back to Pastor Randall. So you're planting this church. It's a church plant, dude. I mean, you and I know this. Like, this is not the easiest work to do.
No.
Because it's not the same level of support. But this is a great opportunity for people who are disconnected from churches to touch to something and become a part of something that's bigger than maybe anything they've experienced before. Are you having people like that come and visit you? And kind of like, is that the attraction? Is that the what the Spirit is bringing together?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. I've seen people that feel like, you know, maybe in the past they didn't connect to a church, or they've had maybe a bad experience at church, de-churched, if you were to say, and then to come in and just say, this is a place where I can open up the Bible, hear the gospel, and these are going to be people who are going to love me right where I'm at. And so I think that's even the heart of Grace City is when we say grace, it really is. It's we're people who don't have it all together, but we know that there's a God who does, and he loves us right where we're at. And so that's just the invitation that we want to offer when people come to Grace City.
Yeah. Is that a name that you prayed about and came up with? Or is that a name?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that? What was that like? That had to be bizarre. What? Talk to me about that.
Yeah. I've seen the grace of God in my life. And so I didn't grow up in the church. I grew up very far from God. And so I've seen him come in and invite me into a relationship with him where it wasn't something that I would have been able to earn or be good enough for, but just seeing Jesus and that he paid the penalty for me. And so that word grace has been something that stuck out to me, has stuck out to my wife, and you see it all through Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament. And so that really stuck out to us, and we want this to be an invitation for people, again, that might not feel like, hey, I don't fit in a church setting, and just saying, it's for all of us. And then we also want it to be for the city. You know, I think it was a quote by Ray Bakke, loose paraphrase, but basically he says, be a church for the city. Like if you know, there's so many people with a vision that they want a great church, he says, but you'll never have a great church. But go out for a great city, have a vision for a great city, and God will build a great church. And so that's what we want to be. We want to be a place that is for our city, that serves our city, that loves our city, that's outside of the walls of the quote unquote church building. And we want to be the church because that's what we see in Scripture.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And so I think what people need to catch is, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in life. We know that about 30%+ of people that listen to Christian talk radio don't even go to church. Mm-hmm. They're either de-churched, as you said, either been burned, either traveled and relocated, or they're just trying to figure it out. They, you know, had a bad experience. There's a lot of that that takes place.
Yeah.
But we talk about it on a regular basis. You can't stay disconnected for you know, a multitude of reasons, but not the least of which is God gave you gifts for a reason. Yeah. And they're not a toy and they're not a trophy. They're a tool to love on other people. And so you gotta use that. You can't be separated like that.
Definitely.
All right. Talk to me, Billy, about the attire. Do I have to rent a tux to go to church?
No, I'm usually in jeans, maybe some boots and maybe a t-shirt. But yeah, you don't have to wear a tie or anything. You can. We might have a Sunday where we'll wear some ties, but mostly just Randall and I, we literally have to text each other because we have very similar clothes. And so we'll show up on a Sunday morning.
I think we did this past Sunday.
This Sunday, we showed up and we're like, wait, this is too close.
We got the same outfit on.
We have to text each other pictures of, hey, this is what I'm wearing today. Don't wear the same thing.
That's funny.
Just look awkward.
That is great. Talk to me about your length of service. How long does the service run, you know, from start to finish, from the worship opening hymn until the closing, you know, prayer time? What's that time frame?
It's about an hour and 30 minutes of the full service. Randall will preach for about 45 minutes. We'll have about 15 minutes of music in the beginning. Then Randall will preach. We'll take communion together and then have a couple more songs at the end of the service.
Okay. All right. So here's for Pastor Randall, the tough.
All right. Bring it.
Ready? Are you feeling brave, right?
I'm trying.
Does your wife think you're long-winded?
Is that the question?
That's the question, brother. Because that person is your biggest fan and your biggest critic at the same time. So what, does she think you're long-winded?
She hasn't told me that, but she's been with me for 10 years too, so maybe she's gotten used to it.
That is so funny. All right, so there's a couple things I want people to catch, all right? And I want to make sure you know what's going on. GraceCitySD.com. That's hugely important because people will pre-check a church. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
And you're also welcome to call. And if you're a person that's like, man, I do need prayer. I am going through this. I need extra people praying. I need extra, you know, mouths that go before the Lord and ask for grace. 858-746-9950. That's 858-746-9950. I think jumping on the microphone with us is going to be our very own Professor Y, Dr. Dale. Dale, what do you got going on there?
You know, I thought I would just step in here for a minute and explain some of the experience that I'm having there at Grace City Church. Pastor Randall is truly tremendous at speaking the gospel. I can tell he studies it very well, and God's speaking through him every time he's in front of all of us. Very passionate, very, very educated, and you'll be blessed just by being there listening to Pastor Randall.
Now, you can't get a better endorsement at this station than you can get from Dale. I'm just saying. I mean, if you're going to get an endorsement, that's pretty large right there. And so here's what we're encouraging people to do. We're going to keep you guys over for the next segment. It's a shorter segment, but that's where we get a little more, where, you know, why'd you go into ministry kind of stuff.
All right.
But I want people to know that there's safe places to go all over San Diego. And by no means does that mean that everybody in the world is coming over to Grace City Church. Nobody thinks that. That's not how this operates. Yeah. How this operates is that there's a couple of you out there that are just disconnected or are trying to find a place, and we want to facilitate that connection process. That's what we do at KPRZ. We try to facilitate that, try to encourage a relationship with the Lord, and try and facilitate that connection to fellowship. That's our big thing. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do if you're one of those people that are like, I want to stick my toe in the water, but sometimes you got to be a little more brave initially, but you find out once you take the step, not so bad. And so I encourage you to check out a safe church. Grace City Church is a safe place to go. Pastor Randall is going to teach the gospel, is going to teach the word of God and tell you the way it is from the truth point of view and how it applies to your life. Billy's going to lead in the process of worship, and the group's going to gather, and they're going to pray, and they're going to love on you. And if you go to the church that's not the right place, they'll pray for you to find the place. But in the meantime, do yourself a favor, get off your blessed assurance, and make sure you connect to a good fellowship. That's a big part of it. We're going to take a short break and then come back, talk a little bit more to Billy and to Pastor Randall. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
The Supreme Court on Monday heard a challenge to President Obama's executive orders allowing illegal immigrants to stay in the country under certain conditions. From the way the justices responded, it appears the vote could be 4-4, meaning the lower court ruling, which said the president violated the Constitution, will stand, at least until the Justice Scalia seat is filled. Do laws mean anything to this president? He said he's not a king or dictator, but often behaves like one. In the president's oath of office, he promised to faithfully execute the laws. He's got the execution part right, but lags on the faithfully part. Congress passes laws and presidents sign them. If a president won't enforce immigration laws, he's violating them, and the result is an open and unprotected border. The left loves this because they see future votes for Democrats once the illegals get hooked on government welfare. Let's hope the Supreme Court rules correctly on this one and that the laws mean what Congress meant them to mean. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Tell us about the Subaru Mazda of El Cajon customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Lord, I am one.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Hanging out, Gray City, San Diego Church, founding pastor, Pastor Randall Tonini. Hanging out with Billy Kilmer, worship leader. Hanging out, just having fellowship, like we're at Starbucks.
Yeah, we're having fun,
right? But we're not paying for the coffee. I mean, that's
that's true.
It's a little expensive. For those that do not know, or you should know, you can get the KPRZ mobile app for free. My personal favorite price. You can get that at any point. If you have an old app, I'm going to tell you right now, get rid of the old app. Get the new app. The Clip Interactive app is fantastic. Works really, really good and gives you the opportunity to listen wherever you go. Plus, you can access some of the podcasts, a bunch of stuff. It's really cool. All right, so we're hanging out talking about the church. I want people to know GraceCitySD.com. The phone number is 858-746-9950. And you can use that even if you just need prayer. What should somebody expect visiting the church for the first time? Is there any way you can help them narrow the fear expectation level of coming and visiting? You know what I'm saying? Where people are like,
yeah,
ooh.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a really warm, welcoming environment. And so the people that are coming in to Grace City, that's the experience that a lot of them have shared with us. And I know the people who are welcoming, everybody coming in and God has really given just some people who have a mission and a calling to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with others. And so it's been exciting to be a part of, and a number of the people that are on those welcome teams and that are just going in, talking with people, caring for people, or people that have been a part of Grace City from the beginning. And so we haven't been going very long, but it is a tight-knit group of people that love Jesus and love other people. And really, it's a sign of the Holy Spirit working in our hearts and lives.
That's a solid response. I will say, if you can impress somebody like Dale, now I'm not saying that Dale is old. I'm not trying to make that reference here because I'm sure he's listening by now. Just say if you're impressing an old guy like Dale, you're doing pretty good. I mean, because you've got the whole range. You've got
Dale's
the youth.
Dale's awesome.
And
we really great guy. Enjoyed having him. Yeah.
He was a really nice guy. Let me ask you this, Billy, just so I can know from a worship point of view, do people stand? Do they sit? Can they stand and or sit? Do you have to stand and or sit? Do you have to wear a paper hat? I mean, is there anything in particular or is it pretty much open?
Nothing in particular. We invite people to stand. We're going to do a lot of clapping, a lot of singing really loud. So bring your singing voices. And it'll be early on Sunday morning,
energy.
But not too early.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, do you guys have coffee when people get there? Or
yes.
Did you do that? So, I mean, you
got to
have
coffee, you know, and we start at 10:30 a.m. On Sunday mornings. And we've got different types of coffee. And so you got the cold brew coffee for people who like cold brew. And then we've got the regular coffee for people who like regular coffee. And so, yeah.
I like hot chocolate and coffee.
Yeah.
I'm strange,
you know? And we try to support a lot of the local coffee shops that are around here as well. Because again, we want to support what's happening.
All right. Where are you guys located? I mean, like from a, you know, geographical point of view.
Yeah. So we're in UTC area, University City, right in the middle of the triangle there. So you've got the 5, the 805, the 52. We're right in the middle of that. And we're at UC High School, University City High School, right there in the canyon.
Nice. So you're meeting in the auditorium.
Yes. So we meet in the auditorium there.
Cool. All right. So I want people to know, and this is really important. So, you know, we've only got about a minute left, and I just want you guys to hear. And it's one of the reasons that Billy is with Pastor Randall is to understand that in ministry, it's always a team effort. There's never a solo element to ministry. And it's important to understand, you know, even in Jesus's ministry, people are going to get upset when I say this, but it was a team effort because it was the Father and the Holy Spirit that were working with Jesus, just in case you didn't know that, just a point of view. So the idea to understand is that this ministry is offering its love and its grace to you. Yeah. And you may want to receive it. Got about 30 seconds. I think you want to say I know it's just a big shout out, and you guys want to say hi to your wives, so you can do that real quickly. But anything in particular you want to just say to the people, if you could say it in one sentence?
Yeah, for us, the simple mission for us is to equip people with the gospel for everyday life. I think it's easy to just go into a service and it'd be very abstract to life. And what we believe is the gospel of Jesus, Jesus Christ, like in your life, is very applicable to everyday life. And we want to equip people well for that, whether they're at work, whether at school, whether they're out at the grocery store. We believe that this is a message worth sharing. It is good news. It's not some good advice. It is good news to our hearts. Jesus is alive, and so we want to spread that message.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, GraceCitySD.com. That's the website. The phone number, 858-746-9950. We want to thank the gentleman for hanging out with us here. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, you'll hear Marty, then SRN News, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.